What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb Zlotik Yen.
Hello and welcome to Bleach, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the heck are you?
Very well, Terry, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Long time no see.
Exactly.
Eh?
3 days. Is it three?
I don't know if I have anything to report since then, to be honest.
I got some stuff.
Friday night. We had a games night.
Yeah.
We did the whiskey tasting pod.
I don't know how it turned out, so you can surprise me with that. It'll be on the Patreon, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on. An hour of us talking shite, really.
But it's the closest. I mean, I think I said by the second or third shot that I was going to be drunk by the end of it.
I felt tipsy.
I was definitely tipsy. When we went to go for pizzas afterwards and the fresh air hit me, I definitely felt tipsy.
Right, okay. Yeah.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
You changed colour at one point as the evening went on.
You know what I felt like? There was a period there. Okay, so we'd had a few drinks or whatever. Like, it was, for the purposes of the podcast, it was 5 shots of whiskey. But it was within about an hour.
And we hadn't eaten either. That was the other
thing. No, I hadn't eaten. And I haven't drank in about a year. And so I was like, okay. Yeah. And then the pizza was grand. It was nice. And then we had a smoke afterwards, or a joint afterwards, should I say. And I was fucking swimming. I hadn't felt like that in a long time. And I was like, well, this is familiar. Yeah. I think I was just quiet for like half an hour or an hour. Then I think I kind of came out of it a bit. But like,
you made yourself tea, which was, a production in itself.
I was too self-conscious asking you so many questions about where your things were. I just ended up using artificial sweetener, giving Andy that one. it was a fucking mess. Great night, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jesus, it would have been a while since I felt.
What do you got there, neighbor?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Moose juice.
Now, I bought this for you.
This has been sitting in my fridge in work. I can only imagine what my coworkers think.
I bought it for you when we were recording in the studio across the way.
Ah. Oh, you
probably
got me two.
Doing, what?
You got me two that time, wasn't it?
I think I got you like a, yeah, that one, and I got you like a night one or something like that. Like,
yes, Terry.
But I got you that one because it looked horrible.
It's a purple extreme energy berry flavor. Now, you know when it says, I don't know what, aspartame?
No.
Aspartame free. Never heard of it.
I'm glad it's not in it.
It's got taurine, it's got caffeine, B vitamins, BCAAs.
Is it sugar free?
Test. It is sugar free, at least.
Look at me. I'm a good guy, huh? Come on, they have a real taste.
Ooh.
Chug, chug, chug.
I tell you what, that's the best one that I've had in a while.
Really?
One of those drinks that I'd never drink just for the pod, by far the best.
I think I got it in the Londis around the way from you.
Interesting, because that is the worst shop in Dublin. So it's interesting that they have it.
But
there.
It's interesting that they have this rando moose juice.
Never seen it before or since. And why do the worst shops always have like
the holy grail of...
They've these mad like cans that you'll never find anywhere, but they've got the most expensive... Everything's so expensive. It's like the worst the shop... It's like, oh,
higher the margin, to stay in business.
Like a share bag of Maltesers, $4.80 or something mental. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Like, you go into these random shops that are shite, and then they'll have a bottle of Lucozade lemon. And you're like, I haven't seen this in 20 years.
Yeah.
Probably for a good reason, but you have
cans
to,
of stuff that you don't normally
cans
see.
Cans of Lucozade orange.
Isn't Lucozade just orange?
Lucozade, no.
What's Lucozade's flavour, actually?
Lucozade is red.
Red flavour,
Red flavour.
Okay.
Then you have orange, then you have citrus clear.
But that's not a flavour, though, is it?
Red?
Yeah.
Lucozade is glucose flavour.
No, I don't think that's a thing either.
I don't know what the flavour is.
I don't think that's a word or a thing.
Look, Lucozade is Lucozade, okay? There's no other drink like it. But then you got the spin-offs.
Lemonade?
Red lemonade.
Is that what it is?
No.
I don't know. What is Lucozade?
It's Lucozade.
No. They've gotten to you too, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know.
How was your weekend?
It was good. I had major fear on Saturday when I left your place, even though I was coherent after that, whatever.
Played a bit of a FIFA and, you know, had a bit of TNT and stuff. You were back
I was
to
grand
normal.
By the end. You know, I don't know what it was, but
I
was
think it was, like, because I felt a bit, like, of, not shame, but, like, when Andy showed up and we were like, oh, man. Like, I was went in, like, splashed a bit of water on my face, like, got a, like... perk myself up because our other friend is here to like spend time with us and the two of us are just like blobs on a couch.
Well, luckily you were more talkative. That was my problem, was that because you could chat about football all day, it sort of mirrored the WhatsApp group dynamic of like when there's football talking, I'll usually just listen or read. I was kind of close one.
Look at that, huh?
Close one too. So yeah, for whatever reason, I just had a bit of the fear on Saturday. I was like, did I make a fool of myself? But like, I don't think
it was fine.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'll tell you what I did.
Yes,
I went to the movies.
Oh yeah, who with?
Me, my favorite person.
I knew that. Yeah. What did you go see?
I went and visited the people that are the most important to me.
The movies,
family. Fast 9. The only Fast and the Furious film I've seen in the cinema.
No way. Fast 9. Is The Rock in there?
No. He's been replaced by...
who?
Gian Cena.
I appreciate that you did. Who was it? What's the name of your man's voice?
Justin Roberts.
Justin Roberts.
Yeah.
How was he though?
Cena, I will tell you, this film does not make a lick of sense. Like... yeah. A lot of them. But there is the stuff that makes sense. Like, John Cena plays Dom's younger brother. Dom is Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really track because John Cena is a lot whiter than Vin Diesel. And
is he, though?
Yeah.
Vin Diesel's white, though. Isn't he?
He's tanned.
I think he's just tanned.
No, I don't know.
Should I be talking about this?
Well, I don't know. They portray him as kind of... Latino, like, in terms of his
attire,
he
wears a white vest,
he's drinking a Corona all the time, like,
okay,
he's quite heavily tanned, and that's not I don't think it's a fake tan, you know what I mean? It's not orange,
okay.
Anyway,
I will give you that.
So like their brothers in it, like, again, like, the Fast and Furious movies love to kind of try and rework their existing lore.
Yeah.
I think that, like, their brother's in it. He also has a sister in it that, like, somehow this brother has never come up. He's, like, an international...
Is he a racer, too?
Yeah.
They're all racers.
But, like, he's also, like, a spy and, like...
you think he would have come up once in the previous?
That's the thing,
movies,
like,
if he's a racer and a spy, why isn't he part of the team?
It's weird as well. Like they look. It's not a very good script, and some of the stunts I thought were really good because you actually see going around online behind the scenes footage of how they have one stunt that's a magnet, and it's a car getting like sucked through a building by a magnet. Brilliant. Loads of magnets in this film, but like it's like a sports car, and it gets like. Sucked through a window, like a shop window, and out the other side of a building into a truck.
Right.
And you're like, well, that's CGI. And then, like, you could see how they did it. It's gone out online where it's like they had the car, flipped it up on like a grid or a dolly. So the car is on its side, crashing through a building and then into the moving truck. So it's all practical. So that's really impressive to me, anyway.
Yeah, like, that's what I find like. Like, I think I was saying on the podcast before, but, like, CGI has made me dismiss so many really good stunts that I would just think, they've CGI'd that.
Mm.
And not thinking of the amount of manpower and effort and time and just thinking of how do we actually do this.
Like, and I think, like, what CGI, like, that is one thing that definitely has opened my eyes to. But also, like, just the, like, how hard it is to get a really good shot on camera.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like when you can get the whole surroundings in you, I'm like, wow, that's fucking dirty. None of that's added in post or anything like that. Like, you know, but this movie, I would say.
You know what you're getting.
Yeah, but like at this point, like say one was Fast Five and was like, okay, they're no longer racers. They're,
yeah,
you know, heisters. They're trying. They're trying to like rob a safe from Brazil. That take down a drug lord or yeah. something. That's the extent of it. Cool. At this point, Andy, they go into space in the movie.
No.
They go into space.
No. How okay. are they even able to? One, why? And two, how?
Because it's like, it becomes a James Bond film where it's like, he's got the uplink that's going to take control of the whole...
Some sort of satellite.
Yeah, so it's like, of course. They put a car into space.
Why a car? What do they... Put a spaceship into space.
They couldn't afford a spaceship. And they're on their own. They've nobody helping them. Just this
in space.
It's like... Anyway, they go to space.
I mean, for the record, I love these movies as well.
Me so, too. Like, the last two... Increasingly less so. Like the
I haven't
one
seen Hobbs and Shaw either. Was that?
Oh, I haven't seen that one. But I mean, like of the main timeline, yeah. like the Fate of the Furious, I didn't really care for, and this one, I don't know if it's the worst one, but it's like I kind of tie it together with 8. It's a bit of a drop off,
right?
Since
it's now Fast 6.
I think 5 is the best one, but 6 is a lot of fun as well. Yeah. With like, what's your man? Not Jason Statham, because he comes in the next one, but the other guy.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah.
Luke Evans, maybe, I think. But when the Shaw brothers come in, it's good. But your boy Han is back in it.
Who?
Han.
Who is he?
He was the Asian lad. Remember that was killed.
From Tokyo Drift?
Yeah. Remember he died, yeah. like Jason oh, Statham yeah. killed the him in the post credits. No, that was Giselle died from the plane.
Okay, yeah.
But it was like, she always wanted me to go to Tokyo, so I'm going to go to Tokyo. And that's how they, like, because they play with time, and he's like, it turns out the third film
yeah.
in this franchise, like 4, 5, and 6 are prequels to the third film.
Did we know that?
No, not until
4, 5, and 6?
Not until the end of 6, where, like, in the post-credit scene, Han is killed by Jason Statham as revenge
right.
for his brother.
How do they make these dumb movies so complex?
Like I'm not even going to get into like 9 what they do with it, but it's like to justify bringing this character back into it. I'm like, you're doing a lot of mental gymnastics here. I'm like, why even bother? Like, yeah. why bother? So I would say there's stuff that like half the film is flashbacks where it's like young Dom and young Jacob, his brother, and like for me that's the part where it's like, oh, they're back. Street racing.
Are they young though?
It's not Vin Diesel and John Cena. It's two younger actors. Oh. And the guy who plays Vin Diesel is really, really good.
I'd say he'd be an easier one to mimic.
Yeah, but
I think
like
we could do that if we had a bald.
I'd be John Cena. You'd be Vin Diesel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Easy. No problem. There you go. No, it's me. It's Andy.
Oh my god. Yeah, Cena's okay, and I have to say he's pretty
movies.
Okay. He doesn't get a lot to do because he's just like
something wrong.
I'm sick of being in your shadow, Dom. Like you okay, know, like. Yeah. But yeah, look, it's. I will say it's long.
How long?
230? 240? Like
you are joking.
Yeah, like
240.
I'd say close oh, to it. Like,
well, I can't watch it now.
I mean.
We'll
do it one
There's
day
no
on the
way
pod.
I'm giving 3 hours.
We'll do it one day on the
Fine,
pod.
Fine, it'll have to be for the yeah. pod.
But like, I don't know. Like, they're talking about doing 10 and 11. He's talking about doing a Fast and Furious musical. I think I'd love to see a Fast and Furious musical.
But them singing, they're really. I mean, if they haven't jumped the shark, I mean
they
have jumped the shark 6 movies yeah. ago, really. But
they jumped the shark where they had a car fight. With like Statham and Diesel, and then it's like the cars are like banging each other. It's like almost like they're having one of them's like humping the other car gets on top. Like these cars are having sex.
I remember that actually.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, it's a great franchise, but
is it?
You know,
yeah. is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's good if you're in that.
And
sort
I'm
of mood.
Not.
Don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I think it's sit at home and have a drink and enjoy how stupid it is.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't go and see it. I guess, but I will say I went to see it, and the first thing that came up on the screen was like a welcome back to the cinema, and I found that 2 minute clip more emotional than any of the Fast and Furious stuff.
I was going to joke, I was like, did you shed a tear?
Almost, like, I was getting choked up because the show, like the first thing they show was like Marty McFly being like, you know, like when he sees the DeLorean after coming back or whatever, and it's like this wonder and the music they're using. I was like, I was overtaken with the sense of wonder.
The cinema is, as a movie buff as you are,
my happy place.
It's your happy place.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you've.
Here's the kicker. Went Sunday as well.
I went to go see this.
I went to see First Cow. I'll spend a lot less time talking about this because nobody will know what it is. But it's a movie set like in the frontier times in America, up in Oregon, and like Pacific Northwest, up there. It's literally about a guy. One is an immigrant and one's an American, but one of them's a cook, and they're basically trying to make their way to this fort where there's business, you know, and one is a Chinese immigrant. And the cook is like, he's quite skilled, but he has no money to make things. And the Chinese immigrant is like very industrious. He's like, I've been all over. I was in London, you know, he's moved all around. Uh-huh. He knows how to like see an opportunity and take it. The crux of it is they come across the first cow in the area, and they go into, it's on the rich person's land. They go in and steal the milk. They milk it at night to make cakes to sell at the market in order to make their fortune. And then when they attract the attention of the richer people who are like, oh, this is delicious, things start to unravel. It came out last
year. It's different anyway.
Yeah, it came out in 2020 in the US and there was like rave reviews on a lot of end of year lists. I thought it was great. It's like you say, something different.
Long?
I think it's, you know, less than 2 hours anyway. I know. Look, I'm not going to sell you on it, but
it actually sounds kind of interesting, to be honest. And like, it's only after, because we're this week on the Patreon, we're pitching it in H, and it's only that I remembered how fucking hard it is to come up with, let alone like one, but three.
You
movie
better got your three.
I got two and a half
again. It's hard. We literally had this conversation.
Saturday was a write off. I wasn't thinking about that day, but
did mine last night.
Just thinking, poor me. And then Sunday.
Oh, poor you.
And then Sunday. Didn't think of it. Yesterday I had one and I got two today.
Great content.
Oh, they'd be good. Trust
you. They'd be good.
That's on the Patreon. We're going to be pitching each other some movie ideas. But anyway, anything else been going on with you?
Not really. Just
have you been enjoying life on, what's the word I'm looking for? No, I was trying to do another language. I bottled it.
I've been enjoying the Euros still.
Great. And let's talk about that.
Like, last night was probably the best football match I've watched in years. Like
France, Switzerland.
You know,
delighted the French are on
Swiss
the way
went
home.
1-0 up, and France were like, they kind of were just playing within themselves, or people were talking about how they were complacent. Swiss missed a penalty after almost 60 minutes or close to 55 minutes, whatever. And then France scored two in the next 4 minutes. And then they scored a third. And you're like, oh, they're dead. Swiss are dead and buried. They've given it everything they had. France too much. Then they got two goals back.
And two great goals as
well. Unbelievable.
Like scrappy. Or, like, particularly the third one. Great pass. Turns the defender right in the corner. It was fucking hell.
And like that picture you've obviously seen of like the Swiss fans 2 minutes apart.
Yeah.
Where it's like one of them's crying. And the next time the t-shirt.
The same guy,
The t-shirt is off. It's brilliant.
Football,
It's been great.
14 goals in those two games.
I missed that one. I didn't watch the Spain-Croatia game.
I was actually watching the Spain-Croatia one with Joni because she was actually rooting for Croatia because we went there on holidays. So she's like, it's the only time she's ever shown any interest. And then, it turned out Spain just like trounced them in the end.
But
there was a few things where it was like, you know, it was funny just watching it with her because she was kind of half watching it, half doing something else. But like when your man handled it, was it Spanish? Was it that match I'm thinking of, or was it a different?
That was the Dutch game where he handled and got sent off.
Yeah, I was watching a bit of that with her. Yeah. Yeah, but just all these little things of just like trying to explain. I'm like, he has to go now. He has to leave.
Get
like,
him out.
I'm like, oh, he's checking the video, and so she's right there. Like, what? Like, see, look, that's where he handled it there. Like, he's got to go. And then when he was getting out of the pocket, she's like, it is red. And I was like, you're out of here, bro. Like, it was a nice
that's
little.
Fun.
Like, it was the only time that she's indulged me in football at all.
But like, it is a bit more special when it's like a tournament thing that's, and it's like all these great teams playing each other for 2 weeks or whatever, you know, 3 weeks. Like, it is fun.
And then Croatia scored in that other game in the last minute. I'm like, they did it, they scored, you know, all this sort of stuff. But it was like you were saying last week, just, I mean, I really hate international football in a non-competitive sense.
Yeah.
Even in a general, like, anytime it breaks up the season for an international break, I'm like,
fuck off. Like,
fuck off. I don't watch one single match. Maybe if Ireland are playing and I'm there, but I never make a point to watch it. I'm like, get the fuck back on with the league. But Euros and World Cup, particularly the Euros, actually, I think is probably even better.
Euros is better than the World Cup, just for me, just because.
Quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, the fact that, like, the lesser quality team, so say if you're talking about like the Swiss or, you know, Croatia or, you know, Denmark at the moment, the ones that you would call like in 11 to 20, they actually, like, I mean, I know Croatia got to the World Cup final last time around, but like Denmark didn't do anything in the World Cup. But I don't know what it is about them playing in Europe or whatever. It always seems to like throw up a few more surprises.
Yeah, it definitely does. And plus the whole kickoff time isn't not like 2 a.m. when it's
that's
the Euros.
That's the other thing, yeah.
You know, but
you get your one at, what were they doing at 2, 5, 8?
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. England, Germany's on right now. That's how dedicated we are, people.
Can't believe I'm missing that game.
I know.
But it's for you.
We love you.
I like you.
Listen, I don't have any other news.
No, what are we at here? Yeah, I mean,
how have we been talking for 20? Yeah, we've said nothing.
We're mostly talking about Vin Diesel, I guess. I do want to say, because you mentioned to me before, Mike, you were like, I feel like I'm, you know, having a bad day. Yeah. I actually feel like I've been in a hidden camera show today in work. I feel like Sal and the lads are like in the copy room, like just like pissing themselves laughing from Impractical Jokers. That is. Because
now give him the wrong date.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like now go over and ask him, does he have a minute? Like, and it's just all day. It's like, can I bother you for a second? I'm like, sure, like, what is this?
Guys,
like,
Sal, come out here.
Like, it just, I don't know. I felt like I was taking crazy pills. My computer not working all day, on and off. And I'm like, this is a wind up. Somebody like has to be pulling the strings here. Like, so I needed this kind of let off, I think.
Yeah, good.
This podcasting is good for my soul.
I have to say, it's there's something therapeutic about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having a very similar week. I was only saying before, I was like, I feel real angry this week, and I don't know why. Like, my mood swings are all over the place, to be honest. But I mean, I don't know what it is today.
All that estrogen you're taking,
probably. I find
trying to get down to the next weight class.
I know. I'm going back to the gym though, which has been bloody brilliant. I was in there today and I was in there yesterday, but I find when I'm in here, like, I don't know if I'm a difficult person to work with, or if I have a right to be annoyed. I can't tell anymore. Am I the problem? Or
is everybody else a bunch of idiots? I know that feeling.
You know what I mean? Where I'm like, okay, my role in here is a bit more of a creative role. And like, I'm not really given any parameters to work in. It's just, do that, edit that, or, you know, make something.
You need to start watching Mad Men. You're probably describing Don Draper here. Probably. I'm a creative. Don't come to me with any of this stuff. Let me do it.
Like, and there's so many times, like, I'd love to just do something and be done with it, unless it's something that's really wrong, you know, because like now I'm in a position where there's someone else who's doing social media in the company, and I'm like, I've already learned from kind of how I was managed, of just like, she'll put something out and she'll be like, I posted that, just let me know if that's okay. And like, it's not exactly how I would say it, but I'm like, yeah, perfect. You know what I mean? And like, granted, we'll develop it, not like change that word, don't use that word, don't use red, that means stuff, don't use blue, that's a cold colour. You know, like all these like booby traps that you don't even know are there until after you've done it.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be more like that when I'm managing someone who's a bit more creative. But like, I don't know if it's just if I'm being difficult, because I know we're all part of a team, and like I should be like, you know, getting all different points, and fair enough, like if the manager or the boss says no, I have to be kind of like, okay, grand, you know what I mean? But there's just but when you're not given any sort of parameters to work in, it's like, well, I didn't know you wanted anything like that. You're just like, just do that. Do
you
what
do
you
your
do.
Thing, and then,
you
do what and you then do. I will chip away at it.
Yeah, you know, so it was just
you
one of those sort of weeks.
Some nerve, let me tell you.
No problem.
But anyway. I just go shoot myself for coming in here.
How about that? But anyway, like we said, the podcast is...
Just don't, Andy.
Now, Terry, can I talk to you about The Simpsons, please?
Sure. Now, I dare you to get this title right.
Simpson califragilistic expialanoid gruntius.
Docious.
Yeah. Now, do you get the reference there?
To Mary Poppins?
No, because it's super califragilistic. And it was originally on the script. I don't know if you know this, but it was originally in the script as annoyed grunt.
Oh, help me, Rhonda.
It is the 13th episode of The Simpsons' 8th season, airing on February 7th, 1997. Directed by our buddy Chuck Sheets with a Z.
Still sounds like a fake name.
So fake. Yeah. Chuck Sheets with a Z. I mean, the Z's a dead giveaway. And it was written and produced by Al Jean and Mike Reese. That's right. I said Reese.
What are these little guys worming their way back in here?
They had a deal with Disney that allowed them to come back to write four episodes.
They were working
this
for
season.
Disney.
Yeah.
So, and I guess who better than those two to adapt a Disney type episode, you know what I mean?
So as we know, they were executive produced the rest of the season by Oakley and Weinstein, but they had a deal and they could come back to produce four episodes this season. The idea was...
Why would they want them back is my question.
Why?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why would they want them back? Things have been going... Like season seven...
Yeah, it seems like they didn't...
For me, it's been a high point with Oakley and Weinstein.
They did 3 and 4, didn't they?
Gene
and Reese,
yeah. Maybe.
Got a crutch there.
Yeah,
it's Reese.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, I think they did 3 and 4, but like, they're still there now.
Yeah.
They're not producing.
Well, I don't
unless
get
they
it,
come on the podcast, then they're the best ever.
Well, apparently Mike Reese is open to chatting to people like us.
Maybe I should just shut my big mouth. Look, I think I'm just a bit sore that Al Jean never came back to me on the whole teen angel thing, all right?
Oh,
Mike Reese at least gave me a thumbs up or a like or whatever like that.
Oh, there you go.
Still no word.
Listen, we've had a chat. We're close personal friends of Bill Oakley now, so
maybe I'll get on to Oakley, see if he can get me some teenage
Oakley. Tony. Put it in age, remember me? Anyway.
Listen, I need you to pick up the phone and call Al Jean and get me Teen Angel on Disney Plus, all right?
Shut up. I figured if anyone would know how to get to Mike Reese, it's you. Shut up.
No, Reese is cool. It's Gene.
Okay, sorry. At first, Reese was against the idea of the episode. The idea was pitched at a writer's retreat by Gene, but nobody wanted to flesh it out.
Hey, good cause.
Reese was against the idea and felt that the plot was slightly ridiculous. Yeah? And that the show should not feature any magic except for a few moments. He largely kept magic out of the episode and now considers it one of the best episodes that he co-wrote. At the time, this episode had more music in it than any other episode. Gene thought the songs would stretch out and make the episode proper length, but it was considerably shorter than required. So several additional scenes, such as the Itchy and Scratchy segment, were added to pad out the episode. There was originally a sequence where Bart, Lisa and Sherry, spelled with an A, visit Patty and Selma, who sing We Love to Smoke, a parody of I Love to Laugh. The song was cut because it wasn't getting any laughs. which makes me wonder how the other songs made it in. But the full version was included in the album, blah, 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 blah.
Can we get to your notes?
Many of the scenes were animated by Eric Stefani, former member of No Doubt, if we remember discussing in the...
The
Homerpalooza episode.
Yeah.
He specialised in animation for musical numbers. Now, last thing I'll say, Julie Andrews, who portrayed Mary Poppins, was originally slated to appear, but the producers went with series regular Maggie Roswell.
Isn't it? Lovejoy.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, I think it is.
Tarantino was asked to guest star as himself in the Itchy and Scratchy short, but he did not want to deliver the lines required, believing them to be insulting. Instead, Dan Castellaneta did the voice. Now, like, who's right here, right? Tarantino, fair enough, get over it. But also The Simpsons, if they know that Tarantino has a problem with lines that they're portraying Tarantino, do you think, should they not change it? Or do they just say, we're The Simpsons?
This is the show. This is the show. If you can't be a good sport.
Yeah, right.
You know, fuck you then. And he's notoriously, how would I say it? Like, things are a joke when he wants them to be a joke, but when...
And every other time, not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I love his filmmaking. He's a bit of a fucking weirdo.
I reject your hypothesis.
I'm shutting your butt down.
It got a Nielsen rating of 8.8, equivalent to approximately 8.5 million viewing households, and was the third highest rated show.
I was
going to
say, three.
What's before it, Terry?
King of the Hill.
Uh-huh.
X-Files.
Very good.
If I didn't know it at this stage.
I know. Alf Clausen received an Emmy Award nomination for Outstanding Musical Direction. And the writers for the series in 2014, picked Reservoir Cats from this episode as one of their 9 favorite Itchy and Scratchy episodes of all time.
Big whoop.
Now, the notes, Terry.
I'm going to just say something at the top.
Please
of
do.
This was a wild episode.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Yes, that's one way of putting it. I'm going to just.
Get it out. Rip the band-aid off.
I hated it.
I loved it.
I hated it.
I loved it.
I didn't like it at all. I thought it completely fell. I was like, what? What's, like, this, the whole, we'll get into it. But, just the whole character of Shari Bobbins, that's odd. And then the whole episode is just everyone going, it's like, where's Poochie? Everyone's just like, oh, thank you, Shari Bobbins. Shari Bobbins, oh,
that's
it's
the
you.
Joke.
But like,
that's when it crystallized
for me. She doesn't give anything.
That's when it crystallized for me, when they're walking through the park.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, looking good, Shari Bobbins. And like...
But that's all the episode. There's no jokes. There's no like... Anyway.
But the joke, a couple of the jokes... Where, like, even, like, for some reason, like, Skinner is, like, boy for sale. Like, it is, like, a... how would I put it? Like, it's not a Simpsons episode.
Not at all.
It breaks the reality of the show.
And it,
but I kind of dug it for that, like...
Well, let's get into it, Terry.
Yeah.
My first note, the whole Krusty stuff, brilliant. The Krusty comedy classic.
Uh-oh.
That's not good. There was loads of that.
And like when people are like throwing the stuff at him, and like he's like, hey, ho, ho, and then he's like dodging, he's like, ah, like, and then like he immediately gets hit and like goes
pummeled,
down.
Yeah. Cuts back to the family, like, I like that, or, you know, give me a kid, the Mad About Shoe.
Give me a kiss, baby, no tongue.
Like, just looking at the camera, like, ah.
Like, there's pelting him again. Like, and, like, the fact that he's like, it's great to be back at the Apollo Theater, like, KKK.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
And when they boo the Mad About Shoe, is like,
now our parody of Mad About You, entitled Mad About Shoe. Give me a kiss, baby, no tongue. Oh, you're not gonna like our NYPD shoe sketch. It's pretty much the same thing.
I always
it's pretty
loved
much
them
the same thing
as a kid. Yeah. Like I love those kind of jokes.
So at this point, I'm like, brilliant. Like I'm getting quite a bit of Krusty here, and I can tell they ran short because that there was few segments.
There was another bit where I cut to Grandpa. They're like, "Where's the remote?" And he's like, hello.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'll just go to the old fashioned one. Hey, Gertie. Yeah. How you doing, Gertie?
Like, iron.
That to me, I was like, that has no context. So like that one I felt was probably just slot in there to fill up some time.
A few slot ins now, if I may say, Terry. Then when, who is it that he has on, Christy has on his show?
Where Gerald Christy's Ford.
Behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the joke where like he's clearly not paying attention and then he's like, how's your wife, Nancy?
Birdie.
Who cares?
Well, Boy Scouts of America are very important to me. Like,
I like their portrayal of Ford, to be honest.
Yeah, me too. I want more of Gerald Ford.
And then I like that, you know, Marge...
They're all so awful to her.
The Simpsons are... That was another thing. Like, the Simpsons are just arsehole. Every one of them in this episode. Marge is losing her hair because she's stressed because, you
know... The kids at home are like...
A family bunch of arseholes.
Like Bart with the whole milk. He's like, okay, I'll starve. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, and she gets up. Does anybody want anything while I'm up?
I tell you, my biggest pet peeve at home. If I'm sitting down... And I probably said this multiple times in the pod, but if I've got food in front of me and I'm sitting down like, right, now I'm about to eat my dinner, if anything disturbs that, I'm annoyed. It's, oh, can you just get the whatever, or can you close that door, or can, like, whatever. Like, she spent about an hour and a half cooking it, so, like, I've no right to be in any way, like, annoyed about it. But there's something about when I'm sitting down for mealtime, and something interrupts it. I don't know why. I just get annoyed. So this whole Homer, when Marge gets up and then gets back down, is like, Marge, can you give me a beer? I'm like...
Doesn't even say can you. He's like, give me a beer, Marge. And like, fuck you. Like, we're back to insensitive jerk Homer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, they're playing very fast and loose with the...
Well, this one is... Like I say, the hands are kind of off the wheel now. You got one full hand off the wheel and the other one is you're driving like this. It's in terms of season 8, like we're saying the fingers have been creeping off. This one is like they have an arm out the window and they're driving their car.
This is
should I be going this way? No, this way. This way.
What did you call it when you just push your bike down a hill? Night Riders?
What?
Remember when you were a kid?
No.
Do you never get your bike and just like run with it and let it go and see how long it can go?
Oh, yeah, but we didn't call it Night Riders.
I'm pretty sure it was Night Riders. What do you call it?
We just said, let's push the bikes.
No, come on.
Gated community.
Oh, no,
we have official names for it. Like, let's push the bike in the park.
You guys want to go push the bike?
That's you guys. You guys want to go play Night Riders?
Sorry, that's not a gated community thing at all. Folks. You've heard of Night Riders.
No, you haven't.
You don't know.
Yeah. Why don't you sound off in the comments?
Have you heard of Night Riders? Or what did you call it? We'd love to know.
I would not.
At the boy toner, THA, gangster.
Please do not at me unless you...
He loves a good Twitter engagement.
I love a good at.
There you go.
If it's a good at.
Check our Twitter profile. His handle's in the bio. All right.
Is it?
It is.
I never consented to that. I want my face blurred.
Forgot about that. I liked the song when Marge is losing her hair. I don't know what song that is.
You've never heard that?
No, who is it?
Give me a head with hair. Yeah. Long, beautiful hair.
Proper 60s jam.
Yeah.
Who sings it? I don't know.
I don't know. I heard that before The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be the closer, I think. I did think it was funny that like Marge is losing her hair. So instead of it coming out of her scalp, she's just getting like these holes. And there was a point where she's in Dr. Hibbert's office where like there's a hole like in this part of her head.
Where the skull should be. Like,
where the skull should be. You just see right through. It was like Death Becomes Her.
And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's stress related.
Yeah. So,
The
Simpsons, I guess they say they'll give up, they'll sacrifice for marriage or whatever.
Yeah, they'll get a nanny. So, what was it that Lisa.
She'll give up buying Malu Stacy clothes. Yeah. How much does she spend on that? Like?
Bart will take up smoking and give that up.
Good work, son.
I love that. Like, here's a dollar. Like,
he didn't do anything.
I love Lisa's like, but he didn't do anything. Like, didn't he? Didn't he? Hey, you're right.
And I love the fact that Homer gives up. He gives up the Civil War Recreation Society. I love so much.
Dear. Yeah. It's like, all right, Homer's out. It looks like we got to find the new General Ambrose Burnside. And I'm not too crazy about a Stonewall Jackson either.
Yeah, does that seem... This seems...
Yeah.
Hasn't aged well.
Not
the
at
South
all.
Will I did, come I, again.
I did love that Barney was the Lincoln, which made me smile.
What is the... I have a note here and I'm not quite sure what it's about. It just has fakey phone broad.
Okay, this is my... And I use this all the time. Oh, okay. Right? It's like your one shows up. He's like, hello, I'm Mrs. Pennyfeather.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a minute, Marge. I saw this movie, Mrs. Doubtfire. This is a man in drag. He's like pulling out her hair like, you phony fakey broad. And I always think about it. When anything I like... I think it's fake or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
you, fakey,
and then it's like the other one shows up. Hello, I'm Mrs. Pennyfarthing. He's like, like he's chasing her away. Like,
the fact that like he does this with every applicant as well.
And then like Kearney shows up.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, you know, your kids get out of line. Wham! He's like, also, I need a 6-pack in the fridge.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I like him.
Yeah.
So you know. My next note is I don't like the song they sing in the kitchen.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
You're a bit more of a
yeah,
sentimental soul.
I can appreciate good writing and construction of music,
Andy. Okay. Okay, smart guy.
Yeah. Don't smart after me, smart guy.
You know what it is? I don't know if it's the fact that I've just been, like I was saying last week, been watching a lot of Bob's Burgers and the quality of music is so good. But this didn't seem... I'm sure at the time, like, it would have been like, wow, look, The Simpsons are doing these songs that you haven't heard, or their playoff on the Disney
movie. Andy, it's the Disney-ness
yeah.
of it. You know, that's what they're... And it's, right. it's not the Disney animated stuff. It's
yeah.
the Disney live-action... Mary Poppins, Bread Knobs and Broomsticks, yeah. that kind of thing. And I think they get it right. I think they get it very right.
I never really
right.
watched the live-action yeah. Disney stuff, to yeah. be honest.
Like
so
we caught it as kids quite a bit. Like,
yeah.
So like even like something like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang or something. I don't know if that was Disney, but it was that live-action kids musical
yeah.
type thing. There was a lot of that on.
Maybe that's
why
I didn't
I will
like.
Tell you, growing up, the film I probably watched the most was... Grease is the word.
Ooh,
it's on the house all the time.
Would you say it's the film that you've seen most?
No, I'd say the film I've seen most in my lifetime is probably... Now, you're not going to believe this, Andy.
Go on, Goodfellas?
No.
Okay.
Scream.
Oh, yeah, I'd believe that.
Yeah. I went nuts for that movie. Like, I went crazy.
Watch it after school every day or something? Like.
I watched it. I think I watched it with the like our friends. We got a tape of it on a Friday evening. And then, like, you know the way you got the tape for two nights? Like,
yeah.
So I think we had it in my, like, watched it at, like, 7 o'clock when it was dark, though. So it was
nice.
Must have been the end of the year. Pitch Black watched the first time with my friend, and then the next night I watched it with a couple of more friends that hadn't seen it,
nice.
Like, in the house. I love that. I think, and like, it's like...
It's a classic.
It is a classic, man.
It's a horror classic.
It's barely even a horror now at this
yeah.
stage, but like, it's such just a great fucking movie. Like,
can you take a guess as to the movie I've seen more than any other?
Ghostbusters?
No.
Okay, give me the genre.
Comedy.
Dumb and Dumber.
No, but good guess. You could be here a while, because I don't think you'll ever get it. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah.
I used to watch that after school every day. I had it recorded, or I had the video, and I put it on.
What's your favorite joke in that movie?
Hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
Morrow, Abbott.
Good morrow.
Welcome, Abbott.
Good morrow.
Hello, Abbott.
Good morrow.
Hey, Abbott.
I hate that guy.
There's loads of them.
They're so good.
He's like, hey, Blinken, hold the rope. Did you say, hey, Blinken? You know, all these little stupid
yeah.
jokes. Like,
yeah. I remember like being in a friend's house and like leaving, and their parents were sitting down to watch it. Like, and it was like the bit where the hands are coming up through the grate and they get whipped, and then
oh, yeah.
they come back up and they're all like sticking the finger up. And I was like, what is this? Like, I want to watch this movie. Like, I think that was my first Mel Brooks movie.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then you have, yeah, me too. And then you've got Richard Lewis as the king.
Yeah.
I have a mole. Yeah. You know?
Very Jewish.
Yeah. But it was great.
It was a great movie.
Anyway, Terry.
But with that song, going back to how before we got needlessly sidetracked.
As we do.
That song, I don't know, it's like, first of all, before they even get to the song, Homer's like, "You have my undivided attention." And it's like, but like, I love how they come back to him, like,
he's just like acting it out,
doing the fingers and all, like
the way his like brain and his outer motions link up, where he's like, "Now to the Dove Brewery," you know, like
that's my, like, but no, that one is my, you know, the way they do a few of them where it's like
banging the drums, yeah,
that's my favorite one because just, I don't know when it comes,
it's like old Mickey,
but just him coming back and be like. Like, he's watching it, like, you know. And I don't know, like, it's probably the least of the four songs, I would say.
Like, I liked the Cut Every Corner song.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah, like, but I liked that one more.
This one, yeah, I guess, like, it's very, it's setting it up, like, as in, you know, this is the song that calls Shari Bobbins.
Yeah.
I'll give you that it's the weakest in the episode, but I still thought it was pretty decent. Like, I was still smiling when it was like, "Might I add no fat chicks?"
I was kind of, you know what?
And one who will work for minimum wage.
Yeah. Homer's involvement in a few of them were actually.
Like, Bart was a bit grating where he was like, "Let me get away with more." He was a bit on this episode.
He was a bit too on, particularly in that song. Lisa, at the best of times, I'm not a huge fan of. But I was cringing a bit at it, to be honest.
Yeah, so she arrives, Shari Bobbins.
Yes, I did like when she's arriving, that little scrape on the top of the car.
Yeah, I love that. Like, that was a nice touch. You know, around the telephone poles.
But I guess they can't.
What I wanted to say was, like, this breaks the reality of the show now completely.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's no longer
a Simpsons episode.
Yeah, it's no longer the Simpsons, this show. It might as well have been, like, I don't know if you've ever seen any of those, like, Rick and Morty specials. They're on four player, and like, you'll see them. They're all like these little short movies they make with the characters of Rick and Morty.
No way.
Yeah. So there's like an Australian one. There's two different types of anime one, and there's a new one on. I haven't watched yet, but it kind of reminded me of, like, it's a Simpsons short or something like that. Like, as when she shows up, you're like, okay, what is this?
This season they've been very fast,
gimmicky,
very.
This season is like, we need to boost the ratings.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing the Mary Poppins episode.
Yeah, like, it's a thing. An X-Files episode where Homer takes insanity peppers.
And, yeah, you know, like, Johnny Cash should be in it. I will say I enjoyed this more than the other two efforts at it.
Did you?
Just because I was loving... I actually love the character of Shari Bobbins. And I love where they go with her.
Okay.
So, like, she arrives and... Homer, first of all, she arrives and she just announces that she's going to be their nanny.
Yeah.
First of all.
Confidence.
Yeah. But then Homer is doing the interview with, like, how, you know, who did you work for?
Yeah.
And like, Lord and Lady Kensington of Suffolk.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Homer with Marge being like, isn't that the guy I bowl with? The black guy. Just down the side of his mouth, like.
Yeah.
She's like, Carl? That's Carl. You work for Carl, eh? Yeah. They did a whole, like, Playboy magazine thing.
Excuse me, that moose juice going down the wrong way.
And this hoose.
Yeah.
Like, her being like, come on, kids, we're going. And upstairs, she, like, slides up the banister. Yeah. I don't know why, it made me chuckle, where it's like, her butt whacks the banister. You know, like, honestly, I can see myself.
It's so clear.
Yeah.
And the fact that she's, you know, teaching them to cut corners and stuff. Like,
I love this song. This is my favorite Simpsons song, I think.
Oh, Simpsons song.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite one.
Favorite Simpsons song?
Yeah.
In the whole series?
Yeah.
More than See My Best?
Yeah, I don't know. I was watching this. I was like,
I'm gonna give you a do-over.
No,
I'm gonna give you a chance.
I, like, as I was sitting there, because it always pops into my head.
If there's a task that must be done, don't turn your tail and run. Don't pout, don't sob, just do a half-assed job. If you cut every corner, it is really not so bad. Every everybody does it, even Mom and Dad. If nobody sees it, then nobody gets mad.
It's the American way.
The policeman on the beat needs some time to rest his feet.
Fighting crime is not my cup of tea.
And the clerk who runs the store can charge a little more for meat.
For meat.
And milk.
And milk.
From 1984. If you cut every corner, you'll have more time for play.
It's the
Everybody does it, even Mom and Dad. Nobody sees it, then nobody gets mad. It's the American way.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just, I'll tell you what. It's shot right up there anyway.
Okay.
You know, seeing it there. And just like, I love how they jump around where it's
bouncy.
Like, yeah, it's like that policeman on the beat needs some time to rest his feet. Fighting crime is not my cup of tea.
I do have that note. I have the Cut Every Corner song is better. But my next note is just, what am I watching here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's, even Homer during it, like, you see him like dumping a couch.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It always makes me laugh with just like Flanders' face. Like, popping up, like, yeah.
Rubbing his head, yeah. Like he just dumped it on his head. Flanders,
again,
Flanders, think of Flanders, like he's just enjoying his back garden. Imagine if you live beside the Simpsons, he's like lying down or something, you get a couch falling on you, and he's so nice that he just gets up, like, oh, must be an accident.
Yeah,
I did like, is this the same song where he's
for meat?
Yeah, for meat
and milk from 1984. Yeah. I think it's great. Like, I think it's just such a well put together song.
That song, fine. I'll give you. I'll give them that. I couldn't fault that.
I think then we. I haven't even looked at my script once yet.
I noticed.
I've been
going rogue.
Yeah, I've just been enjoying it.
I did laugh at the boy for sale.
Well, that's the whole thing as well, where it's like, I'm like, okay, like, this is like a sketch or something. Like, you know, the fact where it's like, Cooney being like, extra, extra, Ripper strikes in Whitechapel.
Yeah.
You're like, what is this? You know, but like, but also like, I was like, okay, like, I mean,
see now, that's the point where I was like, no, I'm not going like in. No, I'm not going in.
I went left, you went right. Like,
two roads diverge.
You weren't ready. You weren't ready to take the blue pill? Question mark.
No.
I can't remember.
I wasn't ready to go. I was just.
You weren't ready to go into the Matrix.
It's not. It's like if you've got like a Hank Scott. I know, obviously, it's real apples and oranges. But if you have someone who's worth the attention. Mm. Like, fine, revolve the episode around
them. The Hank Scorpio one is different, though, because it is
Shouldn't have picked Scorpio.
Plausible.
This was just like, okay.
Homer goes to work for a supervillain, okay, but it's still grounded in the fact that Homer has moved his job. It's not a magical person that's just shown up into their lives, you know. But that, you know what? You got to either accept the hypothesis or you can be Quentin Tarantino and reject it.
I rejected.
He got his. You know, so what happened to him when he rejected it? Got his head cut off.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yes. Well, nonetheless. This one was just okay. Fine. If you're giving me something totally different, then just make it funny or make it whatever. But I got nothing from the Sherry Bobbins character personally because she's not.
I love that.
She's not really cracking jokes.
Not supposed to. She's a straight
like,
man.
But then what am I watching? Like, just I'm not watching The Simpsons. Then, like, I'm here for The Simpsons.
That's the experiment, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, fail.
You get Willy. I'm a maniac, that's for sure. And I'm dancing like I never danced before. the bucket and all.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That's the of course, he knows Sherry Bobbins.
I did like when she's like, "It's good to see you, Willie." He's like, "That's not what you said the first time." And then he's just gone, though. Like.
And then you have like Mr. Burns.
I love the Burns stuff here.
It's the way when the kite starts flying, and he's like, "Oh, look at it fly." Yeah.
And then he's like, he gets hit by lightning.
Yeah, his heart starts beating again.
What is the sensation? It's like, your heart started beating again. Oh, that takes me back. Bless you, Sherry Bobbins. Yeah, even the fact he's like, balderdash. This is the silliest load of...
Straight away. My next note is just Barney with the pipes again. Given his... It's almost like an Irish...
Yeah, before we get to that, I want to talk about Homer and Marge getting sexy. And it's like, my hair's grown back. I can stick an umbrella in it. And he's like, no, leave it in. I was like, follow them. Follow them to the bedroom.
I want
to
know how.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
If I'm thinking, if I can be crass for a minute.
Yeah.
The only way I can see it working is if Marge is on top.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Possibly both sitting up.
Yeah.
Something like that. Because otherwise it can get it, well, either way.
She'd have to be arched back, I think.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Andy, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little hot in the collar.
Yeah. Anyway, parasol's doing nothing for you, huh? That's what the umbrella is, Andy. It's called the parasol.
You didn't even give me a chance to tell you I didn't know
what
that
meant. I saw it on your face.
You didn't know that. Granted, I didn't know what
it
means.
I saw it on your face. I know you, pal, all right? I saw it on your face. You're like, I saved you from yourself.
Thanks, pal.
No worries, man. I was looking out for you.
Now, back to the sexual positions of Homer. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl.
Or, you know,
all the hits, all the big ones.
Doggy, you know, if she's faced now, away.
She couldn't be towards the yes, so yeah. She would have to be towards the TV. Over, you could damage the TV, though.
Is there a TV in their bedroom? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Sometimes.
Yeah. Depends on the animator. I did actually. We never really talked about it, but Homer being like, "I just had a couple of beers,"
yeah,
or like, "I was watching women's volleyball on ESPN." Here's a note I would have given that, like, instead of being ESPN, now maybe it didn't exist at the time, but being like ESPN 7 or something like, or ESPN 2.
What is that?
Like, you know, it's like Sky Sports, and then it was Sky Sports 2 and Sky Sports 3.
Right.
And it's like the X, you know, the one like on Sky Sports 3 at, you know, Friday at 1 a.m. Yeah, it's like, it's the world motocross, something like that. Like,
very obscure sport at a
But maybe it didn't exist at the time. So maybe,
I wouldn't have thought so, but, you
maybe
know.
Maybe I'm being too harsh.
I think you're being too harsh on it, to be honest.
Look, it's just a note. It's just a note.
Okay, scratch it. Because
now I know what you like to work with.
No, I've shown my true colors.
You're wrong.
No, you don't know. You don't know.
So now Sherry Bobbins is going to sing the kids a bedtime story. But I did like when she's like, "I've been singing you songs all day. I'm not playing jukebox."
That was the thing. This is the start of the sort of the break of Sherry,
which I like. This is the thing. Like, I like they go a different way than you think you're gonna go.
I thought the whole thing with her and Barney going back and forth was quite good.
You're skipping. I want to do a bit of singing. I want to do a bit of singing.
Okay.
So we get like. Buy me some booze, $2 a glass. Come on, help me, I'm freezing my ass.
Oh, this is about Mo.
Like, move it, you bum, or I'll blast your rear end.
I found $2.
Then come in, my friend. It's so good.
I'll tell you a bit of the song I did like when Bart's like, "Can I be a booze hound?
Not till you're 15.
It's the team. Yeah, it's so genuine.
Yeah,
like,
of course. And it's like, and it's just like, it's a wholesome moment undercut with that little bit of lime.
Sprinkling it kind of. Ooh, okay.
A squeeze of lime there to sharpen you up a little bit.
Now, let me ask you a question, speaking of lime.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I couldn't trust my own judgment, do you remember when you got me my second glass of lovely lime in your house?
Yeah.
Was there lime in it?
See, Andy, I didn't get you a glass of lime. I just handed you the glass that you had already poured.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There was definitely a time I had finished my glass and you said something about getting me another one. Now, there wasn't as much lime in it as before, so I didn't know if you were just giving me some water or if that's how you have your double strength.
I have double strength so you can taste the lime.
Because then I noticed, because you'd said earlier, now that's double strength. Yeah. So I didn't know if you'd seen how much I'd poured and thought, fucking liberty. and then thought, like, I'll give him what we have in our house.
No, I just think, because whenever Faye makes me cordial that's double strength, I'm like...
Blows the balls.
Yeah,
up.
Like, cheeky too much. Yeah, too much. So the double strength, you're only supposed to have a hint.
Okay, a suggestion, as we say.
Yeah. Who's we?
As I say.
Yeah. So.
I'm good enough.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. What so else have we
day,
got?
Oh, yeah, so they're eating food the next day, and Homer can't get enough of this blood pudding.
Oh, yeah. What's the next line?
The secret ingredient is blood.
That's pudding, I assume, just black pudding.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I think I'll stick to the brain and kidney pie. Thank you very much. Like, pretty good.
I have, like, my next note here is just, we've kind of discussed it, but just this episode revolves around this character just dominating every aspect of the town. But my next note here, again, if I'm skipping, you tell me, Terry. But where she's leaving.
So good.
And then goes back, like, literally a second.
I love her. She's like, oh, I'll never see them again. And close the door. And it's like,
Homer like, Bart. Smashes, like, throws Bart out the window and keeps hold of him while choking him.
Like, I love her. She's just like, and, like, straight back inside. Lisa's just banging the pots and pans. Marge, the animation they're doing with Marge.
Where she's like,
yeah, you know, like.
All nervous, yeah.
Yeah, love it.
But, like, is there a reason? Is it just because she's so inherently good that she has to help them? That, you
like,
know what I mean?
Well, she's like, my work here is done. And obviously, it's not done.
Yeah.
She goes back in. And
she's
then,
pride in her work.
And
I
then
guess.
It's oh, just that's what the Mary Poppins, Sherry Bobbins character is, like, you know?
Mm.
Now, we never talked about it, but, like, you know the way it's like Ricky Rouse and Monald Muck?
Yes.
There has to be better versions of that, right?
Like what?
I don't know, but like...
Like Dicky Dowse?
Something like
some
that.
Other,
like.
Other letters? Ronald Rook? Ronald Rook is okay.
Is it?
Ronald. That's a name, you know?
Ricky? What was it?
Ricky?
No, it was Monald Muck.
Monald Muck. Okay, well, no, that is bad.
Yeah, and Ricky Rouse. I don't know. It always stuck with me that I'm like, there's got to be better words. Like,
listen, you're preaching to the choir here in this episode. They could have done a lot better on a number of things.
Okay, fine. Close that file.
This is like a Ryan Gosling podcast.
No, it's not.
It's not that bad.
This is much more entertaining.
Yes. But sign up to the Patreon. He didn't mean it.
I did like a grandpa. He's like, I think we got our umbrella switch. He's like, he's gone. Like, you'll never see him again.
He has been having the worst month. Every episode, in like the last four or five, he's like, you gotta help me. He's crying out for help. Even in the same, twice in the X-Files episode, he's like, you gotta help me. I've been here for 3 days. Like, every single time you see him,
I had that dream again. Yeah, like,
someone help this man. Anyway,
so we get a nice little thing again, a couple of fillers. So I think it's
McBain.
Oh no, the first one is McBain, isn't it?
That's good. I like the McBain thing.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Before They Were Famous. We all know Rainer Wolfcastle is the star of the blockbuster McBain movies, but here's his first appearance in a commercial in his native Austria.
Mein Bratwurst has a first name. It's F-R-I-T-C. Mein Bratwurst has a second name. It's S-C-H-N-A-C-K-E-N-P-F-E-F-F-E-R-H-A-U-S-E-N.
Where he's spelling out.
My baloney has a first name. It's F-R-I-T-Z. I can't do it. No, that's right. Like,
I love
okay.
the clip.
Okay, let me see. Mein Bratwurst has a second name.
Go on.
It's S-C-H... N-A-C-K-E-N-P-F-E-F-E-R-H-A-U-S-E-N. There we go.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so then they're just treating her like shit.
That's my next note. Now the Simpsons are horrible arseholes.
Again.
Like Bart, like a lady, the man asked for a beer, not a song.
Yeah.
And I was like, How about I rip you off that couch by your ears?
I love how she's like, if there's a job that must be done, you'll find it way more fun. Like, you'll find it way more fun if you get me a beer.
And even Marge is letting this happen Marge now. Like, she's here to help Marge.
She's washed her hands of it, like. But the beer will taste more sweet if you get up off your seat.
And like she goes Don't, off.
Yeah, and like then you get the Charles Bronson. Like they cut back to like before they were famous, and it's like,
oh yeah,
Charles Bronson in the Andy Griffith Show. He's like I shot him, and now I'm going down to Emmett's Fixer Chap to fix Emmett. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, I just love that voice. Their impression of Charles Bronson.
Yeah, that's what it is. Really it good, was the like, voice.
Yeah.
Now, I have a note here that when Marge sits down with Sherry to say, Sherry, sounds weird, to say, like, you can't change this family. Like, is that her officially saying that she's not going to nag as much in the series?
You know maybe, what I mean? Like, I wondered, I think so. Like,
is that a thing? Like, is that?
It'll be interesting to track.
Will it be noticeable now?
It'll be interesting to track.
Is she going
to
be a bit more fun-loving? Like,
you kind of skipped a bit. The itchy and scratchy thing there, Lisa's watching it. And, like, Shari is trying to, like, get Lisa to go out. Even Lisa's like, TV?
Yeah.
You know, like, shh. TV. You're like, okay, that's a bit out of it.
Yeah.
But I did love Barney and Sherry when she's like, wasted away again in Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Looking for my lost shaker of salt. Oh, there it is.
And like, he's just.
I'm like, in the were house? They a couple? Like, you know, that's the kind of
mess. Does she go out drinking? Is like, she back in the house now? Is she
yeah,
been
like,
Barney
but
back?
It just. I always had it in my head when I was younger that it was like. She sings a song about Barney because she's had an interaction with him, and then the two of them are having this like moment. I would say, like, and it's like, were they a couple?
Couple of drunks.
Yeah.
So
then you get the last song, where she's like, "I'm gonna sit back and enjoy the ride," and like Sherry's like, "I haven't taught you people anything." Like, nope, 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 nope. And then he's like, "So you're happy like this?" It's like, "Indubitably."
I don't remember a song.
Which one around the house, I never lift a finger.
Oh, yeah.
As a father and a husband, I'm so poor.
Around the house, I never lift a finger. As a husband and father, I'm so poor. I'd rather drink a beer than win Father of the Year. I'm happy with things the way they are.
I'm getting used to never getting noticed. I'm stuck here till I can steal a car.
The house is still a mess, and I'm going bald from stress. But we're happy just the way we are.
They're not perfect, but the Lord says love thy neighbor.
Shut up, Flanders.
Oakley doakley do.
Don't think it's sour grapes, but you're all a bunch of apes. And so
for everything.
So long, Superman.
To never getting noticed. I'm stuck here till I can steal a car. Okay. Anyway.
Go on.
No, I mean, it's good. It's good stuff.
It is good. Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I couldn't do it, but I, you know.
You know, I thought I was going to truth you with the musicals, I have to say. So I thought you might have been...
I thought I was going to like it. I thought, great music. Like, I was... Now I welcome a musical, but I don't know if my standards are... My standards are too high. I didn't gel with this episode at all. And the music I thought was a bit... Eh. But I haven't seen a lot of those live-action Disney ones.
They
know.
They pretty much nail it. That's the thing. Yeah. Like, so, like, if you're not into... Or, if, like I say, if you have no frame of reference or anything like that... It might just be like, I don't like this. Whereas the joy you get from it,
it's
or
the
like
nostalgia.
It's for me, it's the appreciation of, wow, they did a really good job on that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
they nailed what they were going for. Whereas the original songs that they do.
Yeah.
Like, even you were saying, even though I wasn't a huge fan of the episode, like the Spring in Springfield.
Yeah.
It's an original song. Probably worked better for you than these ones. Because yes. it's not committing itself to a bit.
Yes, you know that's it. I when I heard it was a musical, I was like, I couldn't really remember a lot of the songs. I was like, oh, but I like The Simpsons when they do songs. Like, it's normally good. But yeah, I just, normally they're funnier, or normally they're something, there's something a bit more going on. But the last note I have here is just, this is obviously the end where she flies off, takes the umbrella off Abe, who's stuck in the tree. Again, no one noticing him.
poor old grandpa. Like.
And then she flies off, and then, like, what, she's dead? Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, and then again, another ending where it's just like...
I like this ending. No, but I like, because like, it's like, will we ever see her again? It's like, I'm sure we will. It's like...
Yeah.
I'm sure we will.
A second, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, it makes it.
That like. Made it. Well, look, can we get into ratings, please?
Please.
We want you to tell us what you think and be honest, because no one from the show is here spying on you.
Terry?
Yes?
What did you think of it?
I said at the start I loved it, and like... Maybe loved is... I dug it.
I don't want me to taint your...
No, but I... When I said I loved it, like, it's not going to be one of my top five of the year. Definitely right. not. But I dug what was going on.
It worked for you.
Yeah. Because it was a bit. It was a whole episode long bit.
Yeah.
Essentially. And the fact that they committed to the bit and they, in my opinion, did it really well.
Okay.
Made it very enjoyable for me. It's not something that I've, like, want every episode to be. It seemed like a very special episode, a ratings grab. But I don't know why it worked better. It was less cynical, or I felt it was a less cynical thing than having Mulder and Scully appear on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're doing an homage or a parody or whatever like that. Like, it's still a big thing where it's like, and we kind of reached a point in the series where it's like, it's the Sherry Bobbins episode. Or, yes. You know, like, it's kind of...
Yes. Very, you know, like...
Next episode we're going to be covering... is the Poochie episode.
Oh, right.
Which is like very metatextual.
Yes.
That it's like...
Nice word.
That they're kind of... They're pushing at the boundaries of the show as much as they can.
This is the most
definitive...
Until
they break.
Yeah.
They haven't broken the... Well, I kind of said they did, I guess. They broke the reality in this episode, but not completely.
This season has been the most noticeable change.
Yeah.
Compared from 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 to 8... 8 has gone off the scales.
Think of 4, right? Think of 4 in the episode you had there. It was like, yeah. Bigger Brother episode.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Lisa's a Little Miss Springfield.
Yeah.
Like, very...
A bit more grounded.
Heightened,
or...
but grounded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and like
this
when you
one here is like, you're like, wait a minute, what?
And it's not to say that they can't do that. Like some of our favorite episodes of Seinfeld are like seasons 8 and 9, like the way more wacky out there where it was a show about nothing. Like... You know, like, so it's, you know, and The Simpsons have done it, like, you know, but I just, there's so much, it's so up and down for me this season, to be honest. Like,
it seems they're not easing into it. Let me tell you that.
No.
Like, they're not easing into it. Like, yeah. You know,
so this is us now.
Yeah.
Can I push you for a MVP/rating?
Homer's my MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I love the whole Sherry Bobbins thing, I guess. I more appreciate what they did to the character in terms of like the actual character herself.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't particularly funny, but it was the stuff like...
It was accurate.
Yeah, and it was the way the world changed around her was what I found the most funny. Like,
yeah.
You know, that whole boy for sale
thing.
Yeah. Or like even like Nelson being like, I picked you some posies, Sherry Bobbins, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
But Homer had some killer stuff, I thought, in this episode.
Yeah.
And, like, I loved the singing. I loved Homer's singing
Not
voice.
Until you're 15. Rating?
I'm going to go with 8.6.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed it more than last week's episode.
I was going to say, the last one was 8.5.
Yeah, I enjoyed it more than last
week's
episode.
Wow.
I am expecting a huge backlash from you, so...
No.
Yeah, man.
It's not necessarily a backlash.
Yeah, man.
I didn't dig it at all. I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't watching The Simpsons, really. Like, It was just a bit... It didn't work for me. I didn't enjoy the songs. I didn't enjoy the episode. Didn't really laugh at the jokes. And I was just more annoyed. I was cringing at the first song. And there was a few times where I'm just like, what am I watching here? Like, this isn't... Like, they're not even trying to... Like, The Simpsons almost didn't even... I know they did, obviously, feature. But the whole thing was, look, it's Sherry Bobbins.
And yeah.
Times whatever. And that's kind of the episode. My MVP will be... Oh, I don't know. Marge, maybe? My rating, Terry, is a scathing 6.2.
Oh, Andy!
I hated it. Wow. I didn't like it at all.
That's your lowest ever, is it?
I think, well, maybe technically Camp Krusty when on our very first episode.
You were like a 4 or something.
Yeah, and we kind of liked that one. But
yeah, I don't think we had the metric.
No, we hadn't.
Also, whoever gave us that review... thanks about like how terrible our audio quality was back then.
It was on Patreon. So like, just so you guys know, your first few episodes are borderline unlistenable. But
I am aware.
Sounds great now.
I am aware. I listened because when I was gonna.
That's what I said. You listened back and said
I listened
it wasn't
back
great.
When and it was literally like my wife was in hospital having the baby or whatever like that. Like and I went out and listened. Basically, I had to go and get something in the shop for it, and I stuck it on. And I was like, oh boy.
Bad, was it?
Yeah, it's bad. So are aware, okay?
Folks, don't go back to season 4.
Well, I mean, you can. Yeah, I mean, why not? Huh?
If you want to get this sort of quality,
you want to be the completest that you are.
Listen, can we get our plugs in? I'm done with this episode.
Hit me.
Well, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter. I put it in H podcast.
Oh.
You can. Find us there and you'll find links to everything we do on Instagram, our What's So Great About Marvel, our Bill Oakley video interview.
Ooh.
Our merchandise and our Patreon.
The Patreon. Yes, the Patreon. Say. Well, for the low fee of $5 dues a month, €4.50 in euros. And of course, we do not know what it is in sterling.
Frankly, we don't want to know.
Exactly. You tell them, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
You get 4 bonus episodes per month. 2 of them are our sister podcast, What's So Great About, where we have done a series on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We have done a series on 90s action. And now we are working our way through... What's So Great About Ryan Gosling. Now you folks out there, I'm glad you settled on 7 episodes because we got
a lot of feedback on that actually.
We got to cut off the knees though.
And I don't know if there's a few I haven't actually sent you. But we got a lot of feedback on the Ryan Gosling on the Drive episode in particular. People just saying, I'm just here for Lars and the Real Girl, although rewatched Crazy Stupid Love last night and it holds up. Niall in Japan said, getting Andy to like Baby Goose seems like a Sisyphean task, TT.
Yeah, and you know, I'll be pushing that boulder up the hill as long as it takes, Niall.
Richie says, I'm thoroughly enjoying the banter on this one, so I'd like to hear as many episodes as you can handle. Can we hear the possible contenders for 8 and 9 before a decision is made?
Ooh.
The answer is no. We're going 7 is what we decided.
7 it is.
So 4 more.
Okay, well, we're going to end it. Next one, we're doing Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Then we're doing The Nice Guys.
Great.
Then we're doing La La Land.
Okay.
And then probably Blade Runner. Finish it off with a nice long one. Close to 3 hours, Andy.
Fucking
I'm getting my money's worth out of you.
You've already got your money's worth.
Yeah, shut up.
And then Tony Kane, bring the camera. Which camera am I on? Tony Kane, if he has the gall to give out that I didn't like Drive, he's the reason we're in this mess. So
I don't call it a mess. I call it...
I'm in this mess. Yeah.
Folks, he's lost his mind. Anyway, the other 2 weeks of the month, you get 2 other bonus episodes. Like last Friday's whiskey tasting. We normally have ones on music. We're recording a pitch at an H where we pitch each other movie ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of good stuff there. It's real just 2 of us kind of off the chain, doing a jazz set, whatever you want to call it.
Unleashed.
Mm, Unleashed. Now, if you can't afford the Patreon in these tough times, hey, I know it. It's not easy.
Mm.
No, it's not easy out there. You know what you can do for me? You can give me a review, a rating and a review. Now, Bart wanted to be a booze hound, but he was not allowed until he was 15. Now, that's not the number of stars I need off you guys. I just need 5 stars.
Five star review
really helps grow the podcast. Got us back in the charts there a few weeks ago. It's where we want to be. It's where I want to be.
There's
your outro song right there.
Smoking on some weed.
Dun, 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 dun.
I was going to go with the hair one.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, so 5-star review, please, would help a lot. And if you're still here, you've made it this far, a big old thank you.
Thank you very much. We love that you listen.
Yeah. I mean, we love that you listen, and I like you as a listener.
Hey, I may not have met you yet, but I love you.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. And somehow I know. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war. But I won't need to fight it. just haven't met you yet. It's a Thursday, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.